Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to my live internet radio program on the power of the superconscious mind. Hi, I'm CJ Savage. I am a certified hypnotherapist and an inspirational and motivational speaker, life coach, and a past mental health specialist for the state of Illinois, which is where I resigned in 1993. I've been hypnotizing people from all walks of life since 1991 for everything imaginable. But I specialize in the way eating and smoking and helping people to heal with their health problems, no matter what it is, while they become healthier and happier and stronger, better, no matter what they're hypnotized for. And today we're going to talk about the magic in believing. And we talked about this last week, which was part one. This is part two because we did not get it finished. And if you've been listening to my segments, and I refer back to some of my segments, previous segments that I've recorded here, and if you've missed them, go back and listen to them. But this is some things that you need to know. There is magic in believing because whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve, no matter what. No matter what. So now I know that there's some of you out there that's wishing, wanting to change something in their life or part of their life, whatever. Well, you have to believe it first. Well, how do you believe it? What is a belief? A belief is a chronic pattern of thoughts. You keep thinking something, you're going to believe it, even if it's not true. Isn't that true? So if you keep thinking something that's not true, it eventually becomes a belief that you actually believe, and when you start believing it, you start feeling it with emotion, and that's where the power really starts to come in, is with the feeling and emotion. Now, I'm going to go over, and I'm just going to brief over what we talked about last week. But last week, I talked about and I went through some information that I got from Dr. Robert Anthony. You know, I think he's just got some really good stuff going on here. He seems to have a little better grip on life and how life works better than most, I guess you might say. And he actually has a program out there called the Secret of Deliberately Creating, I think it's called. And we brought that up last week. The Secret of Deliberate Creation by Dr. Robert Anthony, which I think is really very good. But here's some information I'm going to share with you. I started on some of the stuff that he talked about, and I've talked about this before so many different times, and you know, if you've heard it before and you just can't get a grasp on it, you can't seem to figure out how to make it work, you know, sooner or later I'm going to say something that does click in and your brain's going to accept it, and then you'll get it, okay? Now, we talk about changing your thinking to change your life. Well, it's just not positive thoughts. You can't just simply, well, I'm going to think this, and then that's going to change my life. If you watch The Secret, they say, you know, all this about positive thinking. Well, it's not just positive thoughts. It's not going to really do any good. And that's why so many people say, well, I saw The Secret, and they failed at trying to reach their goals. Now, you actually live in a state of trance. We have a mind that has different modes of thinking. We all live in a trance every day. We are constantly always hypnotizing ourselves. Believe it or not, you are. And I am a hypnotherapist, and so when somebody comes to me, I change their trance. And Dr. Anthony, Robert Anthony, also hypnotizes people, and he says the same thing. We just change their trance. So, and I just met this lady today, actually, and, you know, she says things that are derogatory towards her mind, like people probably think I've been smoking pot or something. You know, your mind is pure energy. It is the spiritual part of you. It is in every cell of your body. The brain is the organ to the mind. It is the catalyst to the mind. So one doesn't really work without the other. So when you say anything, no matter what you say or think, you have a mind, which is the spiritual part of you, which is in every cell of your being. And every cell of your being has its own intelligence and responds to every single thing you say and every single thing you think. Whether you believe it or not, it does. So if you can grasp that much, then realize this, your every word is a prayer. Every thought is a prayer. And your body responds to everything that you say and think. So what are you saying and thinking? You don't want to be telling people, well, I think people probably think, well, I've been smoking pot. You know, my mind's not working today. My mind is gone. These are not the kind of things that you want to say. So if you say things like that, wear a rubber band. If you say anything like that, snap that rubber band really hard, break that habit of saying anything like that. Instead, change your story. I have a great, clear mind. My mind's working really good today. Everything will go really good today. Okay? Okay, now I'm going to just review what we talked about last week, and it was on the Magic in Believing, Part 1. And basically, you need to understand, if you haven't grasped it yet, you are in control of your thoughts. You are. Now, whether you choose to live by default and just let those random thoughts just come flowing in, flooding in, and if you have random thoughts that just flood in uncontrollably and you're not controlling it, it's by choice. We have free will and you choose not to control those thoughts. So if those thoughts are flooding in and they're negative, you're in trouble. And your life is probably a train wreck and you have different areas of life that probably has problems. So get control of your thoughts, wear a rubber band on your wrist, and every time you think, say, anything that's negative, wrong, or bad, snap that rubber band and break that bad habit. Then when you start to say something bad, wrong, or negative, replace it with something that is good, right, or positive. Make a habit of doing that. Replace it immediately. As soon as you become conscious of that, change your story, okay? Because you are in control of your thoughts. And a belief is a chronic pattern of thought. It's a thought you think over and over and over and over. It's something, it's the stimuli from around you that you have seen or heard repeatedly that makes you believe something. It's just a choice. I'm not telling you this is what you have to do, but you know what? If you're still with me this far, then you're paying attention, then get control of your thoughts and start planting good, positive, and right thoughts in your mind. We talked last week, we talked about whatever you focus on expands. You, again, you're in control of your thoughts. So what are you focusing on? Are you focusing on fears and worries, lack? I mean, is it the creditors? Is it your health? Is it relationships? Is it your finances? Is it good stuff? You know, plant good stuff in there. Because if you go around saying, I'm so stressed out, I worry all the time, my mind is gone, I'm so broke, this world's a mess. Well, you know, even if this country has its problems, and every country does sooner or later, but even if this country has its problems, you are in control of your life and the world around you to a certain degree. And your life can either be good or it can be bad. It's your choice. It's free will. But if you can get control of your thoughts and simply plant good, positive, right thoughts in your mind, then I'll say this another way. Bad thoughts, Dr. Robert Anthony said this, bad thoughts can never produce good results. And good results, or good thoughts can never produce bad results. So bad thoughts produce bad results, and good thoughts produce good results. Are you getting this yet? Okay. So you don't want to focus on what is not happening. You want to focus on what you want to happen. Now, don't worry about the past. There's no point in recapping the past or something that happened in the past because it's the past. That's exactly it. It's the past. What is done is done. And it is not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you. Okay? So, again, simply wearing a rubber band on the wrist to break that bad habit of thinking wrong, negative, and bad thoughts. Snap it, be honest with yourself, and snap it hard enough to make it hurt. Because this is what I hear from my clients. I hear this very frequently. I'm depressed. I don't know why I'm depressed. I'm depressed. Well, first of all, depression is an emotion. It's a feeling. And those feelings, emotions that you have, actually comes from the thoughts that you think. So I ask my clients, what kind of thoughts you got going on in your head? Actually, we know that those thoughts run through our entire body, but I used to say, you know, what are you thinking? Are they good, positive, wonderful thoughts? And I always get a no or shake in the head no. Well, of course, if you think bad, negative, wrong thoughts, and you dwell on all the bad stuff, your bad memories, recapping stuff, somebody's, you know, upset you, and then you go through all the what if this happens and what if that happens, well, you're going to get depression. You're going to get angry. You're going to have all kinds of bad, negative feelings. So the fact that you are conscious of your thinking is a giant step forward if you can just grasp that, okay? Just be conscious of your thoughts that you think, and then you'll take a giant step forward. Most people on this planet have absolutely no idea what they're thinking. Instead, they just keep reacting to their thoughts that they live by default, and they just let these thoughts flood in by default and just allow the whatever come in, and then they react to those thoughts. They feel those feelings and those emotions. Now, in the magic in believing, I want you to understand something that, and this is a proven scientific fact, whatever you can believe and feel with emotion, without the shadow of a doubt, when you believe it, you will know you believe it. It will come to be. So how is it that you're going to make a belief in your system, in your mind, become a belief and not just, well, I'm going to try to believe that, but I have a hard time believing that. Well, there's all kinds of different ways. But first, the thing that you need to do, we talked about this last week and reviewing what we did last week. First of all, you've got to get rid of all that bad, negative thinking. And you've also have to get rid of anger and hate, the two worst, strongest negative emotions that there can be. You can't go around angry about something or someone. You can't go around hating someone or something and then go, you know, I'm going to feel really good today. And they're totally contradictory. It's like trying to mix water and oil. It just won't happen. One or the other is going to win. It's like, you know, if you had two dogs inside of you fighting, one's a good dog that is a really good dog. It's full of love and passion and kindness. And then the other dog's full of hate and anger and depression and so on. And this is an old Indian story. Everyone has two dogs in them. One's really good. One's really bad. And you ask, they fight. These two dogs inside you fight. Which one wins? Really easy, the one that you feed. And that is Indian teaching. It is the one that you feed. So first, the prerequisite here is you've got to get rid of those angry, negative, hateful feelings. And to forgive is divine. To err is human, but to forgive is divine. So if you have a program, an old program running in your head, and you can't seem to close it down, and you think, oh, that's in the past, I've let go of that. You know what? That doesn't matter anymore. Well, here's how to tell the truth. Here's the test. Something bad happened, everybody goes through this, where they have something that really upsets them. It's a very strong negative emotion that you go through. Break up a relationship or, I don't know, losing something of value or whatever. So you think as time has marched on, you've let it go. Well, the fact is, if you stand there and tell your story, if you talk about it to somebody else, to a friend or something, and you start to talk about it, I want you to pay very close attention to your feelings. Because if you feel emotional about it, if you feel with emotion, you feel your heart start to raise, your blood pressure start to go up, and you're feeling a lot of emotion inside of you as you talk about this event, then remember I told you your mind is like a computer, then that window did not get closed out. It has just been minimized, and it's still running in that super conscious mind of yours deep in your soul. How do you get rid of it? Sit down and write it all out. Write out everything, whatever it is that upset you. Write it all out. What upset you and why? And if it was somebody, you write them a letter and make it very clear from the very beginning here. You don't send anybody any letter. You don't send anybody anything. You don't let anybody see anything you're writing. You sit down with a pen and paper and you write just whatever flows into mind. Say, I want to start out and write out, I want to release. I am releasing all of this negative energy from my body, soul, and mind from the time that blah, blah, blah happened. And you say, the reason I was so upset was because it broke my heart, blah, 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 or whatever. Well, I was so angry, and write out the why and how you felt and what you thought and what you want to say to that person and so on and so on. But when you get all done, when you wrote all you can write and you can't think of anything else to write, when you get to the end of the letter, you write out, I forgive you completely, absolutely, totally forgive you completely. And I'm at peace now. And you write that, and if you don't actually feel that with emotion, that you feel that forgiveness, keep writing it. Keep writing how much you forgive them, and keep writing until you feel it, until you feel a peace within you. And when you've done that, when you get this all out, then you take that letter and you destroy it, you burn it or get rid of it. You don't let anybody see it because you just released all that negative energy out of your body, soul, and mind onto the paper. Then you destroy the paper, get rid of it completely, and you will be at peace and you will be able to go on. But when you hate something or someone, you have all this anger, it's like you drinking the poison and then hoping the other person's going to feel it, and that doesn't happen at all. So before you can get into what we're doing, actually doing here, before you can get the good, positive, right stuff going your way and get in alignment, for you to get into alignment with the good energy in this world, you've got to get rid of that negative energy. So once you've done that, you can start aligning yourself with what it is that you want. Does that make sense? So, people keep getting what they get because they keep thinking they keep doing the same thing, and they can't figure out why they can't change their life. But you're not going to change your life by just simply going, I am debt-free. You know what? There's no emotion there. Can you tell I'm not emotional? Now, if I was to say, I am debt-free now, I don't know how, because I don't know how. I don't know how. I only know that I am now. Well, that it lets your body accept a belief that you have a hard time believing. So let's say you owe $900,000 or whatever, and you want to be debt-free. Well, when you say it, you have to feel it with emotion, and you have to believe it inside yourself. And when you keep repeating that, you're going to start believing it. And when you start feeling with emotion and feel it as if you already are debt-free, if that's your main goal, because it seems to be that money is the biggest issue in this country right now with the majority of people. You just simply, if that's what it is, I am financially free, I am debt-free, or whatever, and feel it with emotion and start imagining how free you really are. Feel it as if you're free, and you're free to do anything because you don't have any debt or whatever the case may be. But you do not have to be rich to attract, to have abundance attract into your life. You do not have to be abundant. You have to feel abundant. You have to be it with inside of yourself. You can have, $2 to your name and feel like a rich person. Because the greatest and most wealthiest, richest things in this world are absolutely free. You know, if you have good relationships and you have good health and you have love in your heart for people and people love you and you're happy and you're healthy and you're strong, they're some of the richest things in the whole world. You've got a good mind. You know what I say? The mind's the most absolutely best asset you could ever own or have. Why would you abuse it? Your mind is the only thing that would be the worst thing you could possibly lose. I say to people, you know what, you can lose a lot of things in life, but if you lose your mind, nothing else matters. So why people abuse themselves with drugs, I will not understand that. I will not understand it, because the mind is your most valuable asset. Okay, let's get on a tangent here. Okay, when you want something, I say you have to be persistent. You don't give up, because when you want something, remember we talked about this, and when you believe something, even if you can't believe it at first, you will come to believe it if it is something that you really, really, really want. Now, for you to say, okay, I want to be a millionaire. I want $1 million. I'm just going to keep saying every day, I have $1 million. I have $1 million. Well, first of all, why do you want $1 million? Because anything that you want, any goal that you want to reach, you have to have a why. Because without the why, you've got nothing other there, nothing more than just a wish or a want, and that's what it will always be, a wish or a want, and it's not going to happen. So if you say, I want $1 million, I want $1 million, you're always going to want $1 million. But if you say, I am in possession of $1 million now, I don't know how, I just only know that I am now, and you feel it with emotion, you feel and you imagine having it, and you have a why that is so big that someone's life depends on it, that you, it's not even a question of if you get it or not. It's not even a question of how you get it. You just know you're going to have it, and it's going to solve all the problems, and this person is going to be able to keep their life. They're not going to lose their life. So if it is such a strong desire, that is a, when I say a burning desire, that means there's so much emotion there. You feel it within. You feel it within the heart. It's not a wish. It's not a want. It's not a, you know, okay, yeah, I want $1 million. No, you don't. You don't even have a big enough why to even have $1 million. And that's why the majority of people are not millionaires and don't have millions of dollars, because they don't have a why. They don't have a need or a real want. But there's always a reason why that person needs or really wants that money when they do get it. That's universal law. So if you have a burning desire, now, someone said to me, well, I did. I didn't watch the movie The Secret, but I did read the book. And I just didn't agree with it because it wasn't God-related, I guess. It wasn't spiritual enough. And they didn't think that it was just right, that people should just want a house, a new house. And if you listen to this and follow the law of attraction, then you're just going to have anything you want. You just, I want a house, I want a new car, I want a motorcycle, I want a gator, you know, I want this and that, and you're just going to get it. Well, it doesn't work like that. And what The Secret doesn't tell you, the movie, which is notoriously famous worldwide in every country, what they don't tell you is they don't tell you really how to work it or how to apply it or why it is or the spiritual connection. Because that's where they all start selling their programs and, you know, The Secret Behind The Secret and how to make The Secret work and all that. So this is The Secret Behind The Secret. It is all very spiritual because anything that you do is spiritual. So, you know, without getting into religion or whether you're this religion or that, it doesn't matter. There's only one source of energy, and that source of energy is the universal energy, or called the source or source energy, whatever you want to call it. I call it God. It's God's energy. There is a web of energy that runs into and through everything. Everything is connected. Now, that's the part I have a little bit of trouble with, because sometimes I look at something or someone, I go, oh, I'm connected to that? Holy moly. Okay, so that's, you know, not exactly something that I want to accept with all my heart, but it's true. And we are all connected. But this web of energy, this source energy, God, actually, the one link that we have is with our thought. Our thought is, from the spiritual part of us, is our mind. And that mind is pure energy, which is a part of God, is a direct and strong connection to God, source energy, whatever you want to call it. So it responds to our emotions. So when you want something really, really badly, and you really need it, and you don't know how you're going to get it, it doesn't even matter. It's just a matter of when. It's got to be, I want it now. So that burning desire is where it really comes into play. So if this web of energy responds to our emotions, then do you think if you sit around and said, yes, I'm in possession of $1 million. I'm in possession of $1 million. Well, that's just not going to work for you, and it's not going to happen. However, let's say, and this is an example, and this is a real-life true story. This gal wanted a new house. Now, she just didn't want a new house. She dreamed about her house for years, and the house that she lived in was a little tiny farmhouse that they bought from her grandparents. And the house had siding on it, which had been on there for 50 years, but the house was really in pretty poor shape, really bad condition underneath all this siding and everything. And so it got from, I want a new house, to, oh gosh, I have to have a new house, to, I hope our house does not fall in on top of us before we get a new house. But all the time she said, I don't know how in the world we're going to afford it. I don't know where the money's going to come from. And so she went ahead, and now this is where, this is key. She started taking action. She started picking out her house. She started planning the house. She got the plans, and she moved forward. Universe will bring you whatever it is that you want when you have such a strong burning desire and persistence when you don't give up, somehow, some way, some odd way, sometimes it seems very strange or odd, universe will bring you whatever you need in order for you to achieve whatever it is you have to have. And in this case, well, all of a sudden, someone gave them a gift of money. Just imagine this, just in the nick of time, when the roof started leaking all over the place and the ceiling was falling in one of the rooms, the money came and the house went right up before the house fell in on top of their head. And that's a true story. But now, this wasn't just a wish or a want that she thought about once in a while. This is something that she woke up in the morning thinking about it. She went to bed thinking about it at night, planning this house. She just, and her thoughts were in control. She did not dwell on, we don't have the money, we can't afford it, I don't know how we're ever going to have it. She just kept moving forward, and she goes, we're getting a new house, and she started telling people, and people were, how are you going to afford that? Well, they did. They built it. So you have to have that really strong burning desire, which means you think about it all the time in a positive way. That means I don't say think about it as a fear or as a worry, but plan it and move forward and take action. You have to take action, and you have to believe in all your heart you're going to have it soon. You're going to have it. Know when you're going to have it. Plan a date. Okay? Now, if you don't know what it is that you want, and the hardest part, and we talked about this last week, the hardest part is figuring out what you want, then just start by making your list, write it down. Decide what you want, write it down. Now, that's the easy part. You can probably write hundreds of things that you want. But when you write down underneath each thing that you want, write down why I want this, and then whatever flows into mind, write it down, whatever comes to mind. But when you feel emotional about it, and you have a whole lot of really good reasons, justifiable reasons why you want it, then it is a very good goal, and it's very strong, and it's very realistic. And you can believe it. You can bring it to belief, which will allow you to achieve it. But if you put down the why, do I want this, and you don't have any good whys, it's not a good goal. It's not important. It's just a wish or a want, and it doesn't even matter. It's not going to happen. After you write down your goal, write down why I want this, and whatever flows to mind, write down every reason you can think of why you want it. Then write down why I feel I should have this or why I feel I deserve this. Write that down too. That will absolutely filter those goals down to the one most important goal that you have that you want to focus on. Then once you have, say, your top three goals, no more ever than three, I would say just maybe one, you have to suspend all disbelief. You can't sit there and go, there's no way. There's no way. I'm not going to have this. You keep thinking like that, there is no way. Remember, we all live in a trance. We are always hypnotizing ourselves. So if you look at that goal and you go, well, there's no way. I know. It's just not going to happen. Yeah, you see, I can put down a goal, and I have a whole list of reasons why I want this, but there's just no way. I can't see it happen. Where is that going to come from? And how am I going to afford it? And just no way. You're not going to get it. So you have to suspend all your disbelief and believe. Remember what a belief is? A belief is a chronic pattern of thought. So if you really do want something badly enough, you're going to think about it a lot. You don't have to be reminded to think about it. You're going to think about it all the time. So if it is something that you really do want and you're just such a busy person that your mind takes you to something else and you have a hard time, you know, keeping focused, or you have ADD or ADHD and you need some reminders, then post some notes on the front of your refrigerator, on your bathroom mirror, in your car, on the dash, wherever you go, wherever you spend or stop, spend time at work or whatever, you post your little notes, your goals, and be very specific. And any goal that you make, keep a date, that, and always try to start your goal with I am. Like, and you keep it positive. So if it's positive, you don't want to say, I don't want to be sick all the time. I mean, if it's health that's an issue, that is a horrible goal. You don't want to focus on, I don't want to be sick, that's negative. You keep it, I am healthy and strong. One of the affirmations I have for health is, I am strong, powerful, positive, and I forgot it. I'm strong, powerful, positive, loving, harmonious, and happy. And so you can say that. That can be I am, and that can be your affirmation to focus on if you want to clean up any health issues. Basically, you say it over and over, and you're going to feel it with emotion, and your health will just clean up. Okay. Now, today, we're going to talk about, you understand, if you haven't understood that concept yet, that the universe, this web of energy that runs through everything, responds to our emotions. And 2 or 3 weeks ago, I talked about the experiment where they actually proved that, whereby they have technology now, modern technology, that actually measures the vibrational frequency in anything and everything. And there's the web of energy. We are all connected to everything. If you want a copy of that, I think it's on YouTube now, but I've got it in email. If you want a copy of that experiment where they put the DNA in a tube and they breathe in it, then they take out the DNA and they still are measuring the oxygen, which is photons, it's light. They have the light in there. The light responds to the DNA after the DNA is taken out of the tube. Even when they take it to the next room, then they take it 250 miles away, then they take it 1,000 miles away. The photons, the light photons in the tube, continue to respond to DNA that was once in that tube with the light. It's pretty interesting. Okay. To create anything that we desire, all we have to do is change our vibrational thought frequency to match what we want to create in our lives. Again, we're talking about emotions, because every emotion has a vibrational frequency that can actually be measured. If you missed that segment where we talked about vibrational frequency, then that vibrational frequency runs from a 20 all the way up to 1,000, with a 20 being like depression, grief. And then you go up the scale, and like Mother Teresa was at 1,000, where she was full of love, passion, grateful, kind. So everything can be measured. Now, if this energy that we're talking about responds to our emotions, do you think you can be angry and hateful and way down there and think you're going to get something good and positive? No, it just doesn't happen. So you've got to get rid of all the hate and anger. You know, it just doesn't matter. It doesn't do you any good at all. And the person that you hate or get angry with doesn't even feel it or know it. So all you're doing is hurting yourself. That's the way it is. Okay. So to create anything that we desire, all you have to do is change our vibrational thought frequency to match what we want to create in our lives. Remember, we're all like magnets. And whatever you say or think creates a type of energy, good or bad. You create energy. So if you talk and act negative, hateful, anger, you're creating negative energy that goes out into the universe and attracts life energy back to you. Then you wonder why your life's a train wreck. So if you think only good thoughts, say good, positive things, I know that you're not immune to negative energy, but if you can, you know, do it 98% of the time, you will be in alignment with that good positive energy in this world, in the universe, and you will have a good life of harmony and peace and love. So let's just look at this a little bit more. See, just wanting something here and believing that you can have it on a conscious level is really not enough. So the reason that we don't have what we want is because we have negative energy systems within us that have been running all of our lives or for years. And I would just talk about that. So if you don't know, if you have, an event or something that happened, something very negative that happened, if you think you've closed it out and it doesn't bother you more, then tell the whole story to a friend. Tell the story, and if you find yourself, pay very close attention to your feelings, and if you find that those emotions, you're getting emotional about it, you're getting upset, you're feeling negative, bad thoughts, feeling negative, bad emotions, then you've not closed it out, and you need to get rid of that negative energy. Release it from your body, your soul, and your mind. Write it all out, and you'll be free. You'll feel at peace, I promise you. But to err is human. To forgive is divine. It's just a choice. We have a life that is free will. We have choice. We have a lot of choices. So that is how you get rid of that negative energy system that's running inside of you. Even if you have good intentions and you're positive and you try to live a good life, but you keep getting whacked up inside the head every time you turn around, it's because your thinking is not in order. You don't have control over your thoughts. Sometimes it seems like everything and everyone is against us. It's tough that we're alone against the world and so on. Life becomes just trying to survive rather than living. Does that describe anybody out there? Does that sound like anybody you know? We are all magnets that attract what we focus on, and what we focus on expands. What we focus on grows. You see, actually, we are all manifestors. We manifest into our lives. Everything that's in our lives started from within us. Believe it or not, accept it or not, it is. I'll explain here in just a minute why bad things happen to good people. But we are all manifestors. So if we are manifestors, what you're going to find is to manifest negative stuff is easy. If you tell a child that they're really intelligent, they're a really good person, that they're really smart, and somebody else tells that same child, you're stupid, you can't do anything right, nobody even likes you, which do you think is the easier one to accept? Because it's always easier to believe the negative stuff than it is the positive stuff. So in order to believe the positive stuff, you have to choose to. You decide to. You decide to believe the positive stuff. Okay. We are all magnets. We attract what we focus on, and the only way that we can really truly live the life that we desire is that we must uncover those thoughts that were working against us instead of for us. And there again, you know, it's like if you don't know if you've got any of those negative programs running inside of you, then just go back to every time you can remember being really upset or really angry or whatever it is, and see if you can talk about it without emotion. And if you cannot talk about it without any emotion, as if it happened to somebody else, then it's still running, and you need to sit down and do some writing. That's the easiest, simplest way to release that negative energy from your body, your soul, and your mind. And it works, and it works really well. If you go to bed at night and you can't sleep, something's bothering you, you toss and you turn, you can't sleep, get it up. Just get up and write it all down. Write down every thought that comes to your mind. Release it out on that paper. And finally, when you get it all out, you go to bed and you sleep like a baby. And I've seen people do that enough times over the years. It works like magic every single time. Those thoughts that determine what we can and cannot attract and experience in our lives, those thoughts that we think, actually you're going to decide. You have to decide what thoughts you want to think. What thoughts determine what you can or cannot have in your experience in your lives. It's the opposing thoughts, the ones that are negative, that keep our magnetic point of attraction, our vibrational energy, going in the wrong direction. So, you know how to do a reality check on your emotions, right? Pay attention to your feelings. Okay, once you understand and you start to grasp this, it's going to get easier and easier. But it's easy to see why just positive thinking just doesn't work. You can be as positive as you want, but if you don't feel it with emotion, you don't, you know, feel those good, positive feelings and believe it inside of you, even if you think it over and over and over, if you don't feel it with emotion, it's not going to work. So when you start feeling it with emotion, your subconscious mind or that super consciousness doesn't have a critical factor, and it will accept anything, whether it's true or not. So you keep thinking it, and you start feeling it with emotion, the subconscious, that super conscious mind will accept it, and then that's when the universe really starts bringing you whatever it is that you want or need. So you're going to continue to attract more of what you don't want, even though you're a good person and a positive thinker, if you don't use positive thoughts, use positive feelings as attached to those positive thoughts. And basically that answers the question, why bad things happen to good people. Think about it. You can be a good person, but if your vibrational energy is going in the wrong direction, if that vibrational energy, you can be a really good person, but let's say you go to church every Sunday, you're honest, you're nice early, but somebody upset you. And so you just decide you're so angry, you get to the point and you hate them. You feel hate. You feel it inside of you. It's a very negative feeling. Well, you carry that within you, and basically you're going to attract, because negative energy is extremely strong, and you are going to attract a whole lot of bad negative energy to you, into your life, and that explains why bad things happen to good people. It's simply because their thinking is out of order. And I got to tell you, I have met some of the nicest people in the world. And when I counsel them and talk to them on a very private one-on-one, I am sometimes shocked, even though I do claim people just cannot shock me anymore. Sometimes I am shocked on some of the horrible, negative, bad thoughts that very nice, sweet, little old lady could possibly think. It's like, OMG. It's like, you know, and so the reason they may come to me is because they're so depressed. And then I have to ask, do you know why you're depressed? And they say, no. So they got these horrible thoughts that they've been thinking, things that's happened in the past, things that's happened to their family. They dwell on it until it eats them alive, eats them like a cancer. And then they can't understand why they're depressed. So you've got to get your thinking in order. Remember, it's not what happens to you that's nearly as important as how you treat what happens to you. So it is important to understand something here, that it's not just our thoughts, our thinking, that creates our circumstances, but the emotion that is attached to our thoughts. The universe responds to the feeling and emotion of our thoughts, not the thoughts themselves, but to the feeling and emotion of our thoughts. This is what activates the energy and produces the things that we experience in our lives. And the fact is, this is a universal law. Energy will always find its vibrational match. Did you hear that? Energy will always find its vibrational match. So if you think no one hears what you're thinking and you can think anything you want, you are very wrong, because your every thought and your every word is recorded. And I am old enough to know and have had that proven to me enough times, there's no exception to the rule. Every single word, every single thought of every single person is recorded. And that's why those who have the gift of prophecy, and I personally have that myself. I don't have it all the time. It just comes when I need it, or when God wants me to know something. But I have seen things, premonitions. I have seen, witnessed, and heard things that I don't feel that I was even privileged I should have never even seen or heard. So if a person thinks, I can do this to this person, I can hurt them, I can kill them, or whatever it may be, you know, I can destroy them, nobody's going to know, nobody knows their thoughts, that's not true. See, we're all connected. And yes, there are people that will know. And all I can say is, I would not want to be in their shoes. So, there is no such thing as a secret. You can stand in the middle of the desert and think the most horrible, worst thoughts in the world, but I'll tell you what, you might have a relative or a loved one that goes to someone who has the gift of prophecy, and they go, so-and-so is thinking blah, blah, blah. And they're like, oh, no way. And then it's proven to them, yes, that they are. So, be careful with your thoughts. If you have not understood that yet, I'm telling you, be very careful with your thoughts. Observe your thoughts. Control your thinking. Control what it is that you think. And every time you just start to think a bad, negative, or wrong thought, replace it immediately with a good, positive thought, and you will find that your emotions are so much better. You're going to feel happy, and your energy is going to match whatever it is that you're putting out there. That energy will always find its vibrational match. So if you start feeling or you start thinking good, positive thoughts, then you're going to start having and experiencing good, positive emotions. And those good, positive emotions are going to align you with good, positive energy in this world. Now, it's just a choice. It's free will. Do what you want. But which would you rather have? Do you want to think good thoughts that produce good thoughts, good results? Or do you want to think bad thoughts that produce bad results? Quite frankly, I work really hard at being positive. Sometimes, I mean, I'm not immune to negative thoughts and words, but when I do that, I try to change it quickly or I walk away from it, and sometimes I just say a little prayer and just rebuke it. I don't know why it came up or where it came from, but sometimes something will pop up and it's like, oh my gosh, where did that come from? So I just try to move on, but I rebuke it. Okay, energy will always find its vibrational match. Therefore, we must make sure that we are conscious of the energy that we're sending out and adjust or correct that energy in the moment that occurs so that it doesn't leave our energy system and unconsciously create what it is that we don't want. Okay, now here's a practical example that I'm going to apply to a subject that most of us are interested in, which is money. I am sure no matter how much money you have, you would like to have more of it, right? But let's look at what you're actually vibrating or the energy that you're sending out about money. Perhaps you're saying, I want money. I want more money. Well, that's fine. But a deep, subconscious, unconscious, superconscious level mind, you may have a powerful opposing energy system that's saying, well, I'd like to be rich, but there's no way. I'm never going to be rich. I'm never going to be wealthy. I'd love to be rich, but I just have to settle for paying my bills. With this economy, my job, and circumstances, there's no way I'll never be wealthy, not with what I make. Okay, now if you're a waitress and you're making $200 a week and you say, I want to make $1 million a week, first of all, can you actually believe it? Because if you can, you can bring that into your system. If you can, as I said, if you can conceive it and believe it, you will achieve it, right? Well, going from $200 a week to $1 million a week is a bit of an extreme, especially if you don't change anything. If you continue doing what you are presently doing, then you're going to continue getting what you are getting. So in order to really change your belief system, try to first have a goal that is realistic. And if you have a burning desire, and that desire is all you think about, and it's that important, the universe is going to bring it to you, because if you can believe it, you will achieve it. Okay. If these are similar thoughts or your subconscious, superconscious belief, what do you suppose is going to happen? It's really very simple. If you're saying all this, thinking this negative stuff, you say the positive stuff, but then you turn around and say all the negative stuff, what do you think is going to happen? You're saying one thing, I want to have more money, but at the same time, you're sending out the energy that's in direct opposition to what it is that you want. So the end result is you don't have what you want. And that is why the secret did not work for so many people. But the fact still is and remains, whatever the mind can conceive and believe, it will achieve. And when it does actually believe it, there is real magic in that believing, because all those negative thoughts that was in total opposition of whatever it is that you're trying to achieve here totally disappear. Because when you come to believe it, even through repetition, you just say it over and over and over and over and over until you start feeling it with emotion. And then when you start feeling it with emotion, it starts to become a real belief. And when it becomes a belief, all the negative thoughts that's in opposition of that thought is going to disappear. Yeah, and here's some good news. You don't have to work hard to get what you want. That's what a lot of people think, and they believe. It's not a dog-eat-dog world. If you can believe it, you can live it. I think Henry Ford said, if you can believe it, if you can dream it, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can do it. Okay. Any difficulties that you're experiencing will change as quickly as you can change the negative or opposing energy system that keeps attracting the results that you're experiencing right now. If you think about, focus on, or talk about what it is that, what is, you will attract more of what is. But again, whatever you focus on expands. So basically what I'm telling you is, we live in our own trances. We are in a state of self-hypnosis each and every day. You tell people your mind's gone. You know what? They're soon going to become visiting you in the nursing home. And they go, well, you kept telling me that your mind's gone. And I say, now it is. You know, that mind will disappear. So don't talk like that. So you can guide your own self if you can remain focused. But there's something that you want, especially when it comes to believing that you are rich and wealthy and have all the things that you want. If you can stay focused, and you can do that, and you write it all down, if you can spend the time writing down the affirmations and feel it with emotion and start feeling it if you already have it, it's going to become a reality. But if you cannot do that, and you cannot focus and get there, then simply use hypnosis or use what I have, the guided, it's a guided meditation, and you can go to www.cdbaby.com/artist, A-R-T-I-S-T, /CJ Savage. And on CD Baby, they have my hypnosis audio. It is called Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. Right there, you have a hypnosis CD that will put you in an altered state of consciousness, even if it's a nice light trance, and I do not have any control of your mind. That doesn't happen. You are in complete and total control all the time. But if you're having a hard time focusing and getting what it is that you want, then go to CD Baby, and you will find on there that CD. And you can actually go to cdbaby.com/CJ Savage, and you can preview any of those tracks for free. You can listen to any of them at no cost. You can preview each and every track that's on there before you buy it, which I think is great. But that is www.cdbaby, that is C as in compact disc, cdbaby.com/artist/CJ Savage. And you will find Become Rich and Wealthy with the Law of Attraction with Hypnosis. And I couldn't even tell you what the price on it is. It's not very much. And also, if you want to find all of my CDs, you can go to www.amazon.com and then go into the search and put in Cheryl J. Savage Hypnosis or put in CJ Savage Hypnosis, CJ Savage Hypnosis, and you'll bring up all my CDs, my hypnosis CDs. Also on CD Baby, you can go to cdbaby.com/artist/ Cheryl J. Savage, that's CHERYLJSAVAGE, and you will find weight loss, stop smoking, freedom from pain, I think it is, a general healing of health problems, achieve, perfect and radiant health. But if you go to cdbaby.com, you'll find more CDs. You'll find more on there. But whatever goal you have, if you use the hypnosis, you're going to achieve your goals. If you listen to that CD on weight loss or smoking or whatever, you listen to that every day for 28 days, and you will never be on another diet again. You will never touch another cigarette again, no matter what. Now, you can be hypnotized, and you'll reach your goal, but as soon as enough stress kicks in or life changes or some traumatic event or whatever the case may be, well, then usually you start losing that, and you start reprogramming your mind for all the negative stuff again when you get upset. So I tell you that when you listen to my hypnosis audios, listen to whatever it is your goal, weight loss, smoking, healing your health problems, whatever it may be, listen to it every day for 28 days. Okay? Okay. We're running out of time here. I'm going to have to hang up before I get cut off. And I thank you for joining me, and join me again next week, next Thursday at 4 o'clock, same time. And you can also, I put up a new video on YouTube, which was a very amateurish, by the way, and I know that they need a lot of work, but I put one up, and it's to help you if you want more money, if you want to make a substantial income, if you want to make easy money from home, then go to www.youtube, that's youtube.com, and then search how or easy way to make $100,000 to $250,000 from home, or put in Melaleuca or whatever, but that is an easy way to make money from home. Either supplement your income or you can make a substantial income. But I've just put a new YouTube up. You can check it out on YouTube. Or you can go to the Hypnosis Channel. It's on the Hypnosis Channel, youtube.com/thehypnosisqueen. And I just added it on that channel there. Come think of it. You can find it real easily. Okay. Remember this. Watch your thoughts. They become your words. Watch your words. They become your actions. Watch your actions. They become your habits. And watch your habits. They become your character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. Thank you for joining me.